Okay, let's begin. All right. Okay, now we begin the next sugya. Before we do that, I had two ha'aras that I want to mention on the previous gemara, and then we have to start the next gemara. I want to give the sheer dedication to Rav Glucksman, Zatzal, and his neshama go to highest points of Gan Eden, and also for all the chayalim that fell throughout the Muhammad's, the Kedoshim, may the neshamas go to the highest points of Gan Eden, along with the Glucksman. Two R's I want to begin with from the previous sugya. The first one is as follows. Rabbi Kivega writes in the Mishnayos, the Taisa Rabbi Kivega in the Mishnayos has a beautiful ha'ara. The ha'ara is as follows. We know, and we learned, Lamaisa, that Taisus had a chiddush. Taisus chiddush on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph was that a davar shebiyadai, that a davar shebiyadai l'sakein, even if it's near v'nidcha, is not a dichui. And the reason why we said that gathering, taking off the berries on yontif is not considered to be yodo because it's usher to do it. Remember that was Shitas HaTaisus? Taisus developed this theory that if it's biyodo, even if it's near v'nidcha, it's not considered to be nidcha because it's what biyodo to take off. Taking the berries off the hadas and yontif, Avram, that's an isser, therefore if it's an isser, it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be biyodo. So as for Bikivagar in the Mishnayos, he has a parish in the Mishnayos. You look in the Yachin of Boaz Mishnayos, the old, you know, Mishnayos, with the Bartanura, with the Bartanura and the Taisus Yontif, the first Yisrael. Rabbi Kivega has a parish of Mishnayos. A lot of people, it's important that you know that. He had a lot of different perushim. He wrote Tshuvas, he wrote Chidushim. So he asked Abam Kasha. His Kasha is as follows. How is the Gemara Medayik? El Labasu de la Agde Dichui Meikar, Tifshumi Meikar, Loave Dichui. The first segment, before the two dots, the Gemara was Medayik, that Tifshumi Ikara, that Dichui Meikar is not considered to be a Dichui. How do you make such a Diuk? If it's Erev Yontif, what's the din? What's the din if it's Erev Yontif? Are you allowed to take the berries off? On Erev Yontif. Adam, are you allowed to take the berries off? Of course you are. If that's biyado legamri, so therefore it shouldn't even be called dichui at all. So how could the Gemara be medayik from here? Oh, we see dichui mikara is not a dichui. It's not even called dichui. If it's biyado legamri, lemais is not a problem. It's a bam kasha.
Isn't that like Rashi with the
Well, that was Rashi's called that dichui mikara. It was registered as a dichui. But this is talking about even before you get to the parsha. Even before you get to that, it shouldn't even be called a dichui. Exactly. Shouldn't even be called a dichui. Since it shouldn't even be called a dichui, lemaisa, it's considered to be what? It's a bam kasha. I don't have an answer for it. That should be Kivager's kasha. Okay? He says, the maskara we learn from the safe in Matan Yontif, she dichui mi kara is not a dichui, comes out lemaisa. This is a very, very strong kasha. Mam is a strong kasha. Okay? So please get that down. That's the first hari. You got the kasha? This is on the Gemara's line of El Abbas El Agdi Avi Mikara Tifshimna. That was before the two dots. That segment was when it was Erev Yontif. It's Erev Yontif, Biyot Lekamri. So how do you make the daik? Dichu Mikar Lava Dichu. What's not a Dichu at all? That's the first, under the first Hara. Extension to that first Hara is I was speaking with Avshech Tishlita this morning. I told him of the Yad Ramah we learned yesterday. So he thought maybe the Yad Ramah might be against the Rashi's Mashal. So, because according to the Yad Ramah, a time impediment doesn't register Dichu at all, right? So maybe it's not even considered to be, shouldn't be called Dichui Mikara at all. Yes? So I want you to get that down. Maybe the Adama. Now I was thinking even further, and I want you to get this, is that I was thinking the whole thing's a Melitza. What do I mean by a Melitza? You know what Melitza means? Melitza means like a catchphrase, but it doesn't mean it. Even though the Gemara in Sanhedrin is whole, the Yidche Yidche, I don't think you have to attach it to the general Sugyan Shafts of Dichui Mikara near the Yidche. I think it's just a Melitza. I'll tell you why. Because when Dichui Mikara, Havi Dichui comes up, it discusses Chafatzim. Whether karbonos are a problem, whether the lulav is a problem, whether the animal is a problem that you put in the pen. When you deal with chafatzim, then you can talk about the sugya of dichui mikara havi dichui, old nira v'nidcha. But that sugya there is dealing with what? Whether a guy sits shiva or not. For a person that was executed by Beis Din. That's vis-a-vis the gavra. I think it's just a melitza v'nidcha. Whole v'nidcha nidcha. So lamaisa, I don't think lamaisa, you have to attach it to the whole sugya and shas. Whether it's nirvanidcha, dichumikara. So therefore, I don't think you have to say the Yad Ramah is against what? Against our Rashi. because I think the Gemara and Sanhedrin boxed it in, and it's just a melitza. This is what we want to suggest. You follow me? What do you say, Matthew? I'm asking. Lilma Tarni Tzark, the Gemara says. I'm asking a kasha. I'm asking it as a kasha. So that's the first R, Lamais. Blinet, I have to mention. I'm going to bring it up to him, Blinet. Okay, you got it? That's number one. That's number one R. Number two, Matthew was mechavin yesterday after Shir to the Kapas Tmorin. Let's get it down. Second horror. The Kapas Tmorin asked the Kasha. The Lashon of the Gemara in that first segment was Amos, remember? Ilema Mikmid al Agde. You remember that? Ilema Mikmid al Agde Pshita. If you what? It was before you took the berries off, before you put it in the bundle, it's Pshita. What did the Kapas Tmorin say? Maybe the Kavanas and Mishnah stop Pshita. That you shouldn't say that we're ma'akev, that we need to have more berries. Maybe the din is mechsa mechsa's kosher. Maybe it's 50 berries and 50 leaves, it's good. The Gemara says it's pshita. Why is it pshita? Maybe the chiddush is that what? Is that we insist that what? As long as there's more berries and leaves, then it's possible. But if it's 50-50, it's kosher. So maybe that's the chiddush. That's why he's bothered by, why does the Gemara jump and say, imiatan kosher, ilema lechulei, Miyaton kasher ilay b'den lagde pshita. What do you mean pshita? Maybe the chiddush is that what? That if it's 50-50, it's okay. The only time it's a problem is when there are more berries and leaves. Maybe that's kavanas a chiddush. Why do you need pshita? Why is it pshita? There's a chiddush. So the Kapas Tmorim answers, if that was the chiddush, the Tana would have said it explicitly. That mechza mechza was kasher. It wouldn't have said imiyaton kasher. When it says imiyaton kasher, it means it's telling me a new din. That there's no din dichui. That's what the Gemara had in mind. That's why the Gemara says, in the realm of Dichu, I'm looking for a Chiddush. Avram, you follow me? And therefore it's Pshita. So you can't tell me the Chiddush is what? Can't tell me the Chiddush is Mechsa Mechsa. Can't tell me the Chiddush is, Dani, you can't tell me the Chiddush is Mechsa Mechsa. The Chiddush is not Mechsa Mechsa. Lomais, that can't be the Chiddush. If that would have been the Chiddush of the Tana, it would have been kosher. You know, Hanami, that's the din. You need more berries and leaves. If it's half and half, it's what? It's kosher. But that can't be the Chiddush of the din. That's the second horror. Second horror I want you to get. Okay? Yes, quickly, Yud.
So you asked a bunch of times why doesn't this
Rubo Kukulo? Because
I would assume that if it was
Rubo Kukulo,
that's why it's considered free, but if it's half and half, then it wouldn't be
Rubo. Because Rubo Kukulo is not needed here. Even if it's half and half, it's fine, we're saying. Even if it's half and half, it needs another Mirubov. So 50-50 is kosher too. But that's a double portion also. You don't need a Tana to say that Chiddush. You would have said it explicitly. So that's the second teretz that we want to say the Pshat is. Okay? So please get that. So those are the two Chiddush I want you to get before we go Vaita now in the Gemara. Let's see Vaita now in the Gemara. Okay? Now we go Vaita in the Gemara, guys, by the two dots. Let's see. I want you to learn Shtark. We're learning either the Nishmas, Rav Glucksman, and all the Chayalim Zatzal that fell. Okay, Avram, read the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Toner Rabbanu. This brings us to the realm of the Shabbos, the whole shtickle, Lamaisa. We have to get everything clear, Lamaisa. Okay? Go ahead. Toner Rabbanu. Yeah, read the Brisa. Toner Rabbanu. Tanakama says it's Aser, like we have in the Mishnah, but this is not agreed upon. There's a Machloikis. Who argues? In the name, they say in the name of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, Mematim. Yeah, go ahead. Frekta Gemara, it's Misakin Mona. Now, is Misakin Mona the Raisa Drobonan? Which Malach are we referring to? I mentioned yesterday, Maki Bepatish. Please get this down. Rashi and Lamed Gimel Omer Aleph. Avram, read it quickly. Read the Rashi, guys. Avra Velikton. Let's go. Okay, let's focus. Avra Velikton is a special mandate. Every day we got to learn with focus, but especially today. Go ahead. Avra Velikton.
Avra Velikton.
Underline that 100 times. Mishum Shvus. Shvus is an Issa Drabanan. That's a code word. It's Domel Masaki Kli. Go ahead, Mimavar. Get it down. Shitas Rashi is that we're dealing with a Malacha Drabanan when it says Amaki Bepatish. It's only a Malacha Drabanan. It's a halachic type of fixing. So that's only Drabanan. Not everyone agrees to this. There are those who show him and say it's the Raisa. Who? Please get it. The Mordechai and Simon
Tuf Shin Mem Zayin. Rashi Damasco Avra Velikton. Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. On the bottom. Okay, right here. Come on, Avra Velikton. The Mordechai in Remez. The Mordechai's Siman Rakal Ramazim. Remez Tuf Shin Mem Zayin quotes in the name of the Rivah that it's an Issidi Yeraisim. And the Meiri and Shabbos, Tafkov Tessim and Beis Maskov Yesh, claims an Issa Diraisa. So it's a Machlek Yushoinim when the Gemara asks Masakin Mane, is it Diraisa or Durabonon? But it's definitely Usher. There's no doubt. The Rivar quoted in the Mordechai and the Meiri in Shabbos, Kav Tessim and Beis, Dibra Maskov Yesh. So we have an explicit Machlek Yushoinim when the Gemara asks the Kasha. Aye, how could there be a Rishon that says Mamatin? A Rishon Atana? Hele Gatana. Go ahead, what's the answer? Go ahead, Avram, let's go. Amar Rav Ashi. Yeah, in the Gemara, go ahead. Back to the Gemara. Also want to add on that Tosis in Shabbos and in Yuma, in two places, also holds like Rashi, that is the Rabbanim. Okay? The whole thing is only the Rabbanim. The whole thing is only the Rabbanim. The truth is, I was looking, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, I noticed it says Kim Misakin. What does Kim mean? Kim means like Misakin, it's only the Rabbanim. So the Mechaber also is like that. And the Rambam Lamaisa, Poshup Shat, the Rambam in the Chaslu of Perakeh Lachahe, it's Mashim also, that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be Midrobonim. Okay?
What Melacha does the Mordechai say when he says
it? It would be Drobonim Makim Bepatish. The Mordechai holds D-Rice is Makim Bepatish. It's going to be a Melacha Makim Bepatish. Halacha Lamaisa, Poshup Shat, it'll be a Melacha of Makim Bepatish. Now, the truth is, okay? The truth is, as we said, that Rashi, Taisa say it's the Rabbanon. The Mordechai says it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Lamaisa, it's interesting. Why do you think that this is an Issa D'Oraisa according to Rivah and the Miri? Taking off Trumas and Maisas on Shabbos is what? That's the Rabbanon. That's Beferish and the Gemara is the Rabbanon. Because that's considered to be a halachic thing. That's considered to be halachic. But Li could be a Dayim when your mom is taking off the what? When a mamish taking off the berries, that's more of a maisa. That's considered to be nisi d'oraisa. That's mamish l'maisa, considered to be nisi d'oraisa. See, a goy doesn't understand trumas and maisas, that you're taking off trumas and maisas. You didn't do anything physically. It's a halachic type of reality. So therefore, that's the rabbanan. But when you physically take berries off, you can understand the shita that in fact it is d'oraisa. And the Minchas Chinuch he wrote a special kuntras called the Mosach HaShabbos on the Malachas. And Makim Bepatish points out that Makim Bepatish is something that is the Derech HaOlam. The Derech HaOlam is something that you've created. Do you understand what I mean? Like if a guy goes to mikveh, Goyim don't understand that. So therefore Rashi says that Tikkun Hadas is only Midrabanan. But the Mordechai says it's D'Oraisa. Why is it D'Oraisa? Because the Psul of Hadas is Eino Hadar, and now it looks nice if you take off the berries. So he thinks that's a Tikkun B'Derech HaOlam. So he thinks that's an Issa D'Oraisa, Halacha L'maisa. It's an interesting what? An interesting din. Whereas Rashi holds, as we said, it's considered to be what? Considered to be Midrabanan. So I want you to get that. This is a Machlekes Rishonim when the Gemara asks, Misakin Mane, is it D'Oraisa? One sec, Yonatan. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, please get it, as Matthew asked, this is a told of the Makim Bepatish. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says, Mesakin Kli is Chai Mishum Makim Bepatish. It's amazing Kiddush. Yes. Mesakin Kli, yes. Chaf Gimel Olachadal, and I gave you the Rambam. This is in Hilchos Shabbos. And he also writes that taking off the what? The Kapas Tamarim also writes, you know what it's also told it to? Mechatech. What's Mechatech? Cutting very precisely. I guess you're cutting it precise. You want to make sure it's all leaves. That's what you want to say Chiddush. But there's a third permutation I want you to get. And the Avnei Nezer says amazingly in Orachaim Simin Reish Yitzayinos Gimel that he says the Isser is Mishum Bona. Why is that a problem? Because we have a famous principle in Shas called Ein Binyan Bekalim. So why is this a problem? Because Tosis has a theory that if you build the Kli anew from the beginning, then even there is Binyan even by Kalim. And that's exactly what he says you're doing. Originally it was not oil mitzvaso. Now that you take the berries, it's like you built it anew. And therefore it's considered to be what? It's considered to be bonus. So to chazer all this down, Donnie, let's get it. Rashi. Is that there's a machlokes rishonim whether Misakin Mun is D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. Rashi tells us, Donnie, let's get this. Rashi tells us, D'Rabbanan. The Mordechai B'Shem, the Rivah, holds, and the Miri holds, it's D'Oraisa.
We were v'dayik that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say kim misakein mashma that it's the Rabbanan. But if you hold this d'oraisa, which malach is it, as Matthew asks. So either it's a told of makim patish, and the fourth is that we view it as what? We view it because you're doing a likud be a dime, you're doing a mice. It's not like chumas and maishas. That's also it's just a halachic reality. Plus the fact you're making it beautiful, so that derech olam might make it good. Whereas Rashi held that this is not considered to be. This only makes sense halacha for Jews. Goyim wouldn't notice it. So therefore, if Goyim wouldn't notice it, Rabbanan Mordechai says they would notice. It's more beautiful. What's the other possibility? The Ram writes Masaka Kliz a tolda makin the padish, or it's a tolda of what? Mechatech, where you precisely cut something. And the third possibility that it's binyan. Binyan. The Avdenator says binyan, but ain't binyan mekalim. There we have Tosfos Svara that ain't binyan mekalim is not a problem if you build it totally anew. So this is a major machlokes from Rishonim, guys. Major. Whether we view this din of Mesakin Mana, this Kasha the Gemara, was it the Araisa or the Rabbanan? Yes, Yonatan, go ahead.
It's not a problem.
Remember, it's not in the ground. We stress that, right? It's not in the ground. Otherwise, it would be kotzer, of course. It's not in the ground. Yes, or Avram?
Who says it's mechatech?
The Al-Kapos Tmorin suggests another possibility that it's mechatech. Now, I don't think it's just necessarily a steer in the Rambam. I don't know why it's not, though. Because the Rambam said that if you're misakin a kli, it's a toldo makat padish. And then we're medak from Rambam Nechus Lulav, that's kid. So, you know, why isn't it the Raisa? So, and it's a bit of a steer.
The
Mechaber and the Rambam say Kimisake. So that seems to imply it's the Rabbanan. But you look at Hilchos Shabbos, why is it not a D'oraisa? Unless he says not a Kli. Maybe this is not a Kli. That's the answer. Only if you're Misake and a Kli. This is not being Misake and a Kli. Yes, Avram.
Why does Kimisake not mean
Kim means the Rabbanan, Doma. Like Rashi says, Shulis Doma. That's why it means Kiz the Rabbanan. In Hilchos Shabbos, in the Gemara Rishon, wherever you see Kim means the Rabbanans. Okay. All right, we got this? Quickly, Donnie, go ahead.
From a later point in the Gemara, I'm going to cover this part anyway, but if we're going to say that we're dealing with the branches off the tree...
Definitely off the tree.
That's not the normal way to pick berries to eat. So why can you say that's not...
All right, let's get to the Gemara, Lamas. No, it's not necessarily. Not necessarily. The guys brought them into my house. I wasn't out in the fields. I didn't want to go to the orchards. It's a good kasha, you're saying. But I still can envision eating when it's still what detached from the ground. Go ahead, Avram. Back to the Gemara. Let's go, guys. We got a lot to see. Go ahead. What do you got? Go ahead, Avram. So the Gemara says on Lamed Gimel Beis a great kasha. What's the terz? I gathered them to eat. So what if I gathered them to eat? Go ahead.
Rabbi
Lazar. Always, you don't read the parentheses, right? You always read brackets. It's Rabbi Lazar. Okay, go ahead. Rabbi Lazar, Reb Shimon holds like his father. Who's his father, Reb Shimon? Go ahead. Okay, please get this down. I was telling a few guys in Seder, when you learn Masechah Shabbos and Uchel Shabbos, there are two general topics. There are the Lamentes Malachas, that each Malach has to be investigated based on the Gemara, Rishonim, Nachrayim. Like Rav Shetash Lita said from the Rav, he always started from the beginning, the Chumash, the Mishnah, the Gemara, Rishonim, Nachrayim. And then there's a second topic called Malachas Machshavos, the rules and regulations of Malachas Machshavos. Malachas Machshavos is a phrase in the Chumash. Where's the phrase in the Chumash? Regarding the Mishkan. When Bezalel built the Mishkan, he did it with thought. Was it just stomp? Meleches Machshevis. We know the Mishkan serves as the model for what? For Hilchos Shabbos, for the Malachas. Okay? That's the push-up shot. That it's considered to be, where does the Gemara say that in Shas? Men, please get all the topim down. Men, Testament Beis and Shabbos. That the model for the Lamentes Malachas is the Mishkan. Toysus and Sochim, get it down, all the Makuris. Come on, Avram. Kufyud Zion and Mabez on the top Toysus has a different model. That the Yidim did 39 Malachas in Mitzrayim. So that serves as the model for Shabbos. There's a Medrash like that. The Bavli has the Mishkan. Toysus quotes a Medrash that we did are the 39 Malachas. And there's a third model, the Zohar. There's a third model, the Zohar. The Zohar says there are 39 activities Hashem did to create the world. Hotzah, you're going to get stuck with a little bit. Rav Gorin's Hotzah has that in the Sefer. Hashem is here, Hashem is here. Hashem is everywhere. How can he carry from Rosh Hashanah to Shram? He's everywhere. So he pilples with that. But I want you to know the three models for the Lamentes Malachas. Mishkan, Bavli, Gemara Shabbos, Men Testament Beis. Medrash, Tosfos, Kotzim, Psachim, Kufiyot, Zayin, and Beis, and Turnam Malachas, we did in Mitzrayim. And number three, the Zohar, the 39 things Hashem did to create the world. He stopped on Shabbos. Rested on Shabbos. So you see clearly, there's this notion of called Meleches Machsheves. And that's assuming like the Bavli, that it was based on the Mishkan. So I want you to get this. Machsheves means with thought, a process of thinking. So there is a famous Machloikas all over Shas. It actually starts in the Mishnah Kilayim, which I gave you in the Mar Makimis. Davar She'eno Miskavet. A Davar She'eno Miskavet. Please get this classic example down, okay? I'm just going to write it as a code word. Saf right. Sal.
What does that have to do with
Meleches Machsheves has many, many rules in Hilchos Shabbos. One of them is Davar She'eno Miskavet. Another one is Machshin Shech Legufa. A third one is Psik Reishon. Another one is Misasek. There are like 5-6 different rules that are under that category of Meleches Machsheves. When you learn Hilchos Shabbos, you want to learn it well, you learn the Melachos, and you also learn Meleches Machsheves, the rules of Meleches Machsheves. Our Gemara brings up one of the rules, and that is called the Davar She'eno Miskavet. And that's what I'm telling you, Matthew. That when Bezalel built the Mishkan, he did it with a thought process. So for you to transgress one of the 39 Melachos, you need a thought process. If you don't have intent, what's the din? So Reb Shimon holds Mutter. Reb Yehuda holds Usser. Please get this. Now, this Machloikis appears outside of Shabbos too as well. That's why I gave you the Mishnah Kilayim. There's a strong guy who carries 50 suits on his back to sell them. But some of them might be shotless. He's not carrying the suits in order to wear them. He's carrying them to carry them to sell. Davar She'eno Miskavet. Reb Shimon says it's mutter. Reb Yehuda says it's usher. Now that's outside the area of Shabbos. However, there's also a Machlokes Shimon Reb Yehuda within Shabbos called Davar She'eno Miskavet. Okay? This is a very important machlokes. I wrote the word safsa. You got to know this. The classical example of Davar She'eno Miskavet is a Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Tesemez, where I drag a bench and it is 50-50 whether I'm going to make a hole. Maybe yes, maybe no. I have no intention of making the hole. If I make a hole, I'm over Choresh, which is a Malacha D'Oraisa. It's inside the house, it's Bona, making a hole. Outside is Choresh, inside is outside the scores, inside his bona. When it's 50-50, there are two activities. I'm dragging the bench, number one. Number two is making the hole. Is that us or not? Reb Shimon says mutal legamri. Reb Yehuda says it's us. This is that general machlokas you must know. Okay? Now, I want you to get this down. When Reb Yehuda says usser, what does usser mean? D'oraisa d'rabbanan. So tell Tosfos Shita all over Shas is Usser min Rabbanan. Why? Because it's lacking what? It's Chisaron Shel, Meleches, Machsheves. There is a Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubis Heim and Beis that quotes a Rashba. Shita Mekubetzes, B'Shem, a Rashba that claims it's an Isser, D'oraisa. No doubt, Reb Shimon holds Mutta Legamri. However, when Reb Yehuda says Usser, did he mean Usser D'Rabbanan or Usser D'oraisa? Tosfos all the time says lack of, he says it in Mem Alpha and Beis and Shabbos. Big, long Tosfos. Smack in the middle, he says lack of Meleches Machsheves. Okay? So what we're dealing with here is, as you said correctly, Donnie, so when you take the berries off, you're doing it to eat. You have no intention on being machshir this hadas to be kosher for arba min. If you have no intention, that brings us to the topic of what? That leads us to the topic of Davar She'eno Miskavet. And Reb Shlozer holds like his Abba, Reb Shimon holds Davar She'eno Miskavet as mutter. And therefore, there's no problem according to the Tanakhama. There's no problem according to who? According to Reb Shlozer, Reb Shimon. Now, at this point of the Gemara, what would you say according to the Tanakhama? Why would you guys say the Tanakhama says it's usher? Because he's with Shita. It's awesome. And he's Reb Yehuda. I would say the Tanakhama would accord with the Shita Reb Yehuda. That's how I want you guys to learn. Step by step. You follow me? Avram, you got it? Oh, so the Gemara says we have this new clock called Davar She'eno Miskavet. Davar She'eno Miskavet is Mutter. You got to know this. You got to know that case. Oh, go ahead. Frek the Gemara. Go ahead, Avram. Let's go. Ah, there is a din, however, another klal in Lech Malshevis called Psik Resha, which means as follows. You read it basically rhetorically. Psik Resha v'lo yamus. If you ever try to cut a chicken's head off and have it not die, no one can do that. It dies. It might squiggle for a few moments, but it ends up dying. It's inevitable. Inevitable is the word. So if I drag a bench on a soft ground, it is inevitable that a hole will be caused. That is an iser, the eraisa, of bona or chorish. Outside chorish, inside bona. If I'm inside the house, it's bona. Outside, it's chorish. And the Gemara is kuli amar, Reb Shimon is mona. Let's get this down, guys. Number, this is number, Blech Mashemis. 1, 2. Seek ration. Seek ration. Let's say you try to have your, I don't know, the Gemara has a case. The Gemara has a case where you try to, what you're playing as a toy with a little baby. So if you cut the chicken's head off, your purpose is what? Obviously it's going to die. No doubt it's going to die. It's inevitable. So I don't understand. You take the berries off. I could care less you're trying to eat it. Does that make this hottest kosher? Yes. It should be an isser. That is the Gemara's Bam Kasha. Psik Resha. Psik Resha is what's awesome. Now, I want you to get this. One second, Matthew. Please get this down. This leads us to another topic in this halacha. There's another machlokes in Reb Yehuda and Shimon. Halacha, Shehena, Tzricha,
Agufa.
Please get this, Donnie. Very important. This machlokas only appears within the sphere of Hilchos Shabbos. Does not appear in Kol HaTorah Kula, like Dovrshin Miskavet does. We had the Mishnah in Kilayim. There are many cases outside of Hilchos Shabbos that Dovrshin Miskavet appears. Melecha Shein Shich L'Gufa only is within Hilchos Shabbos. What's the machlokas? Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon holds, Pater Ava what? Aser, Minir Pater Minat Torah, but there's an Isser Midrabanan. Yes? What does Reb Yehuda say? Reb Yehuda says, Yechayev Skiwa. It's an Issa D'Yeraisa. Same two Tanoim. Reb Yehuda's Machmer, Reb Shimon's Veiko, but it's downgraded. Dabershin Miskavein, Reb Shimon said it was Mutal Agamri. Here Reb Shimon says Pater. Reb Yehuda held Asa, maybe even Rabbanan. Here everyone agrees it's Chayev. You got that?
D'Yeraisa?
Chayev D'Yeraisa, Chayev Skiwa. Let's add on, the Rambam actually passes like Reb Yehuda. It's a collector's item. We, the Shulchan Aruch, holds like Rambam, Posei, Kamo, Reb Yehuda. Please get this. Reb Yehuda paskins like Reb Yehuda, Rambam paskins like Reb Yehuda, Mechaber paskins like Reb Shimon. We paskin like what? Kamo, Reb Shimon. Please get this. Now, what emerges here, 1 second, Yehuda. Okay? I want you to get this. We have a machloikis how we paskin. Why is it that according to Reb Shimon, a melacha shein tzirich legufa is pater? Why is it? Machloikis Rashim Toises. Please get this organized. Rashi says, the reason why Reb Shimon says it's pater is because it's a lack of what? What is it a lack of? A lack of kavana. Reb Shimon, Chisaron Shel Kavana. Let me write the case. What is the case? Chofer Guma, the Ein Sarach Elafara. You dig a hole and all you want is the what?
The dirt.
The dirt. You don't want the hole. The hole is the malacha. What is the defining difference between Dovrshin Miskavin and Malacha Shin Shekhel Gufa? You guys got to know this. There's a man that I learned with for many years. He said he never understood this klor. You got to know this from this day on for the rest of your lives. I may have asked him. Dovrshin Miskavin is what? Two stages. I drag the bench. The second stage, will a hole be made? Malach Shein Shech L'Gufa, there's only one stage. There's only one stage and one stage alone. I dig the hole. That's it. I wanted the dirt, not the hole.
But if you bought the dirt, that's
cool. Why is it potter according to Tosfos? Shabbos Tafsadi Dalet? Why does Reb Shimon say potter? Why? No, because it's not the same tachlis that was done in the Mikdash. Tachlis b'mishkan. You do the malacha not from the tachlis done in the Mishkan.
Which Tosfos
is that? Tosfos and Shabbos Tafsadi Dalet Amar Aleph. There are two reasons why Malach Shinshkli was potter, according to Reb Shimon. Rashi says you're lacking Ratzon. Tosfos says because why you don't do any of the tachlis in the Mishkan. So you have what we wrote on the board, Davrshin Miskavin, Seek Resha, Malach Shinshik Legufa. Now Yehuda's asking why we begin Malach Shinshik Legufa. I'm going to tell you now when we go next line in the Gemara. But before we go on in the Gemara, what does the Gemara ask? Davrshin Miskavin, that's why it's Mutter, yes? This is a Davrshin Miskavin? Yeah, because I did it for the beer to eat. Who cares? It's inevitable. What does a Psik Resha do? So I gave you Rabbi Chonin Vassaman Zatzal, the great tzaddik, who was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam Zichron. Please get it. The Rabbi Chonin Nekobet Shiurim in Ksubis and Oshir Ches points out two approaches why a Psik Resha is Usher. Kayin. And it's a case where it's Nichole, where you want it. Why does the, I don't know if there's a word in English, but why is the inevitability, if there is such a word, why is that notion of inevitability make it usher and chayiv? So he says there's two approaches to this. You've got to get this. Number one, it makes it in as if it's kibiskavim. If I drag the bench on a soft ground, it's as if I had kavana to make a hole. But I didn't. I don't care. If it's 100% inevitable, we treat it if I'll be din, you had kavana. Done. That's one approach, kimiskavin. But then he says a different approach. And he says that, what was the defining difference? I hope you guys wrote it down. I'm going to write it on the board so you'll for sure get it. Shnei phases. Se'ifim. Shlavim. Shlav is a phase. Davar shimiskavin is shnei shlavim. What is Malach Shinshik Legufo? Shlav Echad.
What stage?
Shlav Echad. Come on, Dan. Shlav Echad. Serious. You got me? Davar Shinshik Miskavin is Shnei Shlavin. Two different stages. What is Malach Shinshik Legufo?
One
stage. Says Rabbi Chanan. You know what another approach to Psik Resha might be? That it takes a Davar Shinshik Miskavin and morphs it into one Shlav. It makes it into one Maisim. Because it's inevitable that a hole is going to be made in this ground, we view it as all one act. And what do we say? What do we say when it's Nichole? It becomes a Maisa Echad, which becomes a Malacha Hatzricha Legufa. Becomes a Malacha Hatzricha Legufa. That's what it becomes. Because we view it as if I want that hole, then it's a Malacha Hatzricha Legufa. It's morphed into one Maisa, I become Chayiv. So just in a few lines of the Gemara, we have a tremendous amount of rules here. You've got to make sure you got a klor. The Gemara said, Dovrishin Miskav is the reason why it's mutter, because I did it take off the berries to eat. Gemara says, who cares? It's inevitable. By taking off the berries, it becomes kosher. So Dovrishin Miskav. Now that might be Nisi Dereisus Rabban. That goes back to the Machlos you're showing me had earlier. So Psik Resha takes a Dovrishin Miskav, which Reb Shimon said was mutter, and makes it chayiv. Either because it makes it if I had kavana, or is if it morphs into one and becomes a malacha hatzricha legufa. Okay? Now we get to the teretz of the Gemara. Okay? Yes, Adam, real quick.
So quickly on the Tosfos where he says it's not the same tachlis as it was in the Mishkan.
Yes.
But if we said earlier that his basing of the Lamentem Melechos is based on Mitzrayim.
Yeah, that's a different tesis. Classically, all of our Shas, all the Rishonim work with Mishkan. That's a different Tais. Tais quotes a Medrash. That Tais is a collector's item.
And then what was yes. The second Mahalath in Rav Chanan that he says?
That what is a Davrshin Miskavin? Two different stages. If it's inevitable that the second stage is going to happen, it morphs into one Maisim. So it becomes a Malach HaTzrich L'Gufa. It becomes like me digging the hole for the hole. That's what it becomes.
So Davrshin Miskavin becomes what?
A Davar Shena Miskavin, that is inevitable, is called a Psik Resha. What are the mechanics of a Psik Resha why it's Chayiv? Either it's treated as if I had Kavana to make that hole because it was inevitable the hole's going to be made, or I take the two shlav and the two stages and morph it into one maisa, which becomes a malach atzrich legufa. It's like me digging the hole for the hole, not for the dirt. And then from chayiv. Does everyone got that? Is everyone going to remember this now? May have
Esther? But everyone.
Darvishin Miskav is what case? What case? The safsa. What is Mokshin Shmagufa? What case? The whole. What is the defining difference between the two? Darvishin Miskav is two stages. Mokshin Shmagufa is one stage. Done. Rabbi Khanan has the two approaches to why a psychrace is a problem. Yes?
Everyone Matthew. Is
Chayiv, Nichole. It's a Gemara right here. Yeraisa, no problem. Yes, Izzy.
I don't care. Isn't any if you're digging the dirt for the dirt then that's why isn't that a segregation? I don't understand.
If you dig it for the dirt, that's a davar miskavin chayev. It's a malacha tzrich legufa.
Meaning, but it's a segregation also.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I just wrote. It's a malacha tzrich legufa. Guy's doing it because he wants to build it.
No, but if you're a malacha shein tzrich legufa.
Right.
It's still a segregation.
Well, we'll get that with Tysus. Let's get to the one thing at a time. Okay. So this is the Gemara's Kasha. Let's get to the Teretz of the Gemara. Okay? We're going to get to that, Blina, if we have time. Okay, go ahead, today. Or if we don't get today, we'll get to tomorrow. Titus, discuss what you said. Go ahead, Avram. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. How can you tell me that it's Mutter, it's Aser? Are we dealing with an Issa D'Oraisa or a Sugar Issa D'Rabbanan? Machlok Shishonim. Yes? So if someone asks you, do you ever talk about a Psikration Issa D'Rabbanan? Of course you do. According to Rashi, Titus, this whole Sugar is only dealing with an Issa D'Rabbanan. And the Gemara invokes Psikration. So if you're looking for a Gemara in Shas that talks about psikration, this is the Rabbanan. Here's the Gemara, right? Right in front of us. Go ahead. So what's Gemara's answer? Wow. So because you have another Oshana around that's fine, that has more leaves and berries, and I'm working at this one that has berries, more berries and leaves, it's okay. Let's look at Rashi. We're going to see a few different approaches in the Rishonim to interpret this Teretz and Lomdus. Okay? First we said Darvishin Miskav is Mutter. Then we ask Psikresha, then we give an answer that makes it Mutter. Now it makes it Mutter according to which Shita? The second Tana. Don't forget there was a Tanakama that said it was Aser. Okay? That Tanakama probably, no matter what we're going to say, it's going to be in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? So, Lamaisa, there are different approaches to this Teretz. Let's first work with Rashi, Avram. Dibra Maska Lo, and then Tzrichin. Okay? I pointed out in Seder to Donnie and Adam that instead of the Gemara's Girzach HaMaskinen, Rashi has Lo, period, Tzricha. There's no difference. But Lamaisa, let's see. You should notice it. Go ahead, read the Rashi, the third long line.
Lo, Tzricha, the Israel.
You know, the truth is, let's read Vaha. Read Vaha also, Rashi before that. Guys, look inside. Please look inside, Akiva. Vaha, go ahead.
Vaha, Modi, Rabbi Shimon, Bifzik, Risha, Velo, Yama.
That's crazy. I want to cut a behemoth's head off and I don't want it to die. It's a joke. Go ahead. There it is. Beautiful, no? Seems to be speaking like Rabbi Chan in the first approach, no? It's like Kim Iskavin, no? Go ahead.
Mita kise.
Right, it's 50-50. Ubilvad. Aye, but you might make one. Vavogav. Excellent. Where it's inevitable, it's Osir. But where it's 50-50, then it's a Davar Shem Miskavin. He says it beautifully, Rashi. I don't know. Rashi's such a beautiful Hesber. It's unbelievable. The way Rashi writes, it's unbelievable. We take Rashi for granted. You see how clear it was how Rashi says that? If it's 50-50, that's a Davar Shem Miskavin. Aval, look inside, guys. I'm going to ask you after this, Rashi, how you touch in Lomdus, how Rashi interprets the territory of this Gemara. Go ahead, Lo.
Lo, Tzricha, the East Lay Oshana after we stay.
What is Lo Tzarech Lahai? I don't need this one. I don't need this one. I have another good one. Go ahead. I don't need another one. Therefore, I don't need to maksha this. Go ahead. When you cut a chicken's head off, no matter what, it's going to die. Whether you need it, whether you don't need it. Go ahead. However,
v'hacha.
No, mashule mana. You make mana. You're making into a kli. So what's he saying? What's he saying very tersely and succinctly? I'll tell you what he's saying. He's saying that this concept of mesakin mana is a very, very esoteric malacha. In Rashi Sheet, it's drabanan. What do I mean by esoteric? It's very, very connected with subjectivity. If I need this thing to be kosher, then it's called a malacha. If I don't need this thing, then I don't say that this esoteric act is considered to be a malacha. Plain and simple. This is considered to be a conceptual malacha that requires subjectivity. And that's only when I need the thing. When I don't need the thing, I don't zap in and plug in that it's called tikkun kli. Plain and simple. That's what he says. And therefore, Lamaisa, when I need it, I'm in trouble. When I need it, I'm in trouble. And that's when I don't have another one. When I don't have another one, that's considered to be a malacha. So Rashi says, plain and simple, that if I don't need this hadas, there's no tikkun kli in this lakita. That's what he wants to tell. The Ritva says the same thing. Since I don't need it, it's like taking off berries from a meshugana hadas. The meshugana hadas is puzzle anyway. It's like I'm doing nothing. The Ramban says the same thing. Okay? Everyone got Rashi Chlor? Kiv, you got it? Rashi is saying that this is not considered to be a tikkun kli because I don't need it. Because since this malacha, even though it's the Rabbanan, since the Malacha the Rabbanan is esoteric, in order to give it an oomph and give it validity and legitimacy, I have to need it. If I don't need it, then it's not zapped as tikkun kli. You got me? That's what Rashi is saying, black on white. He's speaking more in the realm of what's the definition of a malacha. The definition of malacha is a requirement you to have subjectivity. I don't need it here. Therefore, it's not called a malacha. Okay? Now, one sec. One sec, Adam. Adam or Izzy? One sec, Izzy. Listen to this. Before we get to the other pshatim. Matthew, you getting this down? Please get it down. Tosis and Shabbos. And Daf Kufir Aleph in the Tosas and Yuma and Laman Hamanaf don't like this Pshat Rashi. Why? Why don't they like this Pshat Rashi? Because then why do you have to establish this price of like Reb Shimon? Why couldn't it be according to Reb Yudah? If it's not a malach at all, then let it be good even according to Reb Yudah. That's a great kasha. No? And if you take Rashi's Hesber to the nth degree, then everyone should agree it's fine. You got that kasha, Matthew? Get it down. Why does the Gemara say it's only a corner of Shimon? Should be even a corner of Yudah. So Toysis and Ksubis on Vav HaManaf, there's a big Toysis there. In the second shot, writes like Rashi, and he gives an answer to that kasha. The answer to the kasha is as follows, that only a corner of Shimon is a mutter, because you have another Hoshana around, so therefore what? You'll never need it. Shema lo yizdakek lezu shetikna. Maybe what? Maybe you will not what? Maybe you will not what? Need that what? You won't need the one you're fixing. So if you won't need the one you're fixing, it's not called the psik ratio. But according to Reb Yudah, why is it usser? Because maybe what? Maybe at the end of the day you might what? You might end up using it. If you end up using it, then it's a gloy muslim afreya that you made a kli. And that's what the Rivash writes in Simon Shin Sadi Dalit. So I want you to get that down. It's not necessarily true it would be good even according to Reb Yudah. Donnie, even according to what? Even according to who? You got it there? The kasha was even according to Yudah, it should be okay. No. Because according to Reb Shimon, as long as there's a possibility that I won't use it, it's enough. I'm lacking that subjectivity. Avram, you got me? Whereas according to what Reb Yudah, no. I'm worried that if I end up using it, that worry alone enough would be usser. Because if I end up using it, I'll go a little to Mafreya. According to Reb Shimon, as long as I know for it's not a slam dunk, I'm going to use it, I'm lacking that subjectivity. That's the answer that Tosis gives. Now, the Kappas Tvorim, says in a Hanami, he says, you don't have to say the Gemara is like Reb Shimon. I want you to get that down. The Kappas Tvorim and the Rishasha in a Hanami. In the Maskanas of Gemara, you don't have to say the Gemara is like Reb Shimon. Maybe it could even be according to Reb Yudah. That's a Chiddush. Because then you got to ask yourself, what? What's the Svar of the Tanakama? That means there's a sheet of a Tanakam is more chumra than Reb Yudah. You understand what I'm saying? Because the Tanakam says, ain't my matin.
Please get that daven. That's what the kapas tomorrow in the Rishashe. The Nechanami, the Maskana, might not be so. Okay? It might not be so. But I want to crystallize this even further. Because of Lazmir Horvitz, in the back of the Gemara, asks, what taka is this svara of the Tanakhama? If you have another Oshana, it's such a convincing svara that it's mutter, why would any Tana in the world say it's Asr? He actually asks that kasha. What is the svara of the Chum that Asr, the Tanakhama? So you know what he says? He says the following. He says, when you have another Oshana, you're definitely minimizing it. You're taking away the berries in order to be Yitzhak, but to get rid of the berries. But you have another Oshana, so I don't need it. You know why they Asr'd it? Because the bottom line in objective world, Avram, is this Hadas Kashal Mitzvah? At the end of the day, yes it is. That's all the Chachamim care about. I don't care whether utility-wise you might not use it. But esoterically, you have been mekatzah this l'mitzvah. Mekatzah means you designate it to a mitzvah, therefore it's awesome. That's what the Reb Elazar Meir Horovitz wants to say. That's the svar of the Chachamim. Okay? The Rishash says a little bit different. The Rishash says on this kasha, the Chachamim Aseret, listen to what he says, the Rishash. The Chachamim Aseret Mishum Shu Kli L'Misha Tzarek Oshanazu. There might be a guy in the world that's going to come by, visit you for Yontif. A friend who didn't have any money, or he didn't have his wallet, he didn't have time to buy, maybe that guy's going to need it. There might be someone out there that needs it. So therefore, since there's someone out there that needs it, and it would be good, then L'maisa, it would be a problem. Halacha L'maisa. So that's how Rishash wants us to say, Chum Aser, because Mishum Kli L'mi, Shetzarach Hoshanazu. L'daitam, and according to them, even Reb Shimon what, would say it's Aser. Even Reb Shimon would say it's Aser Mishum Psik Reisha. It's a chiddush to say that because Gemara says Nafi the Maskan, Reb Shimon says it's mutter, right? Reb Shimon says it's mutter because you have another Oshana. But he wants to say until someone comes, it's not a problem. They're saying no, someone could always come, so it's Aser. And this might be the reason, and I want you guys, we're going to chazen this all over. This might be the reason why both the Rif, not the all four, the Rif rush toward the Shulchan Aruch. When they quote this din, they never say, oh, I want you to know it's only Aser when there's no other Hoshana. Ein mematin biyomtiv. Who do we paskin like? Tanakama? Who do we paskin? The Stoma Tanakama? No. Yeah. Doesn't it say ein mematin? Yeah, we paskin like ein mematin. You're not allowed to do it. Is that correct? You're not allowed to take the berries off. You know what? Why doesn't it say that you're not allowed to take the berries off only when there's no other Hoshana? But when there's another Hoshana, it's mutter. Why does no one ever quote that? Everyone leaves that out. Why does everyone leave that out, halacha l'maisa? Should be a problem. What's the answer? The answer is that what? What's the answer? Because there's always someone that what? There's always someone that might need it. So that's why the Tanakhama said it's usher. Okay, until you have someone that needs it, then don't give it to me. That's what Reb Shimon says is mutter. That's the second sheet. So that's why they leave it out, Tak. It's an unbelievable chiddush. But the truth of the matter is that you have to what? You have to pilpul whether the Maskanis or Gemara here is saying it's like Reb Shimon or not. He proves the Rishash against the Kapas Tamarim. The Kapas Tamarim was the one who said you don't have to say it's like Reb Shimon in the Maskanis or Gemara. Rishash says that's very difficult for him to say. Okay? But the bottom line is that what? Is that there is a Bachlekes in the Gedolei Achronim. Is the Maskanis Gemara like Reb Shimon or not? So I want to chazer this all over. Outside, let's get it, Adam. Then I'll get your kasha. Again, the Havamina was, what was the kasha? It's a psik resh. Don't tell me, Dr. Shimon Skaz, whether you did it for a kid. Psik resh is also. What's the answer? I have another Oshana. What does that mean? So in Rashi, what it means is, and it's not called a tikkun kli, because this is an esoteric malacha anyway. It requires its connection to subjectivity that I need it. If I don't need it, that's not called tikkun kli. That's what Rashi says, chlor. Okay, that's such a good svara. So then maybe the Gemara could even jive like Rabbi Yehuda. Why does the Gemara say it? Maybe it's not a tikkun kli at all. Why does the Gemara? Why do you assume the Gemara has to be only according to Rabbi Shimon? So says the Kapas Tamarim in a Chanami. Maybe the Gemara goes even Maskana according to who? According to even Rabbi Yehuda. So then you have to ask yourself, so why does the Tanakhama answer it? So the Tanakhama answers it because of the following. Because number one, I could say a svara that I was Mekatzat Mitzvassel. Someone might come by and might need it. Number two, anyone who wants it becomes available to a guy who's going to want to use it. So that's a good enough reason to say why the Tanakhama asks us. Reb Shimon says the second sheet, Reb Shimon says no. Kozman, there's no other guy there. Then Lomaisa, I'm the only guy using it. It's not considered to be a problem at all, none whatsoever. Halach Lomaisa. Okay? So therefore it comes out that the truth of the matter is that Tysus and Ksubas added another svara. The question is, maybe I'll end up using it myself. That's enough to say that according to Reb Yehuda, it's Asr. If you say the Maskan is according to Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda say you might end up using it. So that's enough to Asr. Reb Shimon says, no, don't give me that business. If it's 50-50 whether I'm going to use it, I have another Hoshana, it's definitely Mutter. So Tosfos is assuming the Maskan is according to Reb Shimon. The Kappos Tamarim challenges, maybe it's not according to Reb Shimon. Maybe the Maskan is even according to Reb Yehuda. Okay? Adam, you got this? Okay, what's the Kasha?
I mean, to say that someone else needs it, isn't that making an ukimta that's just like against the shot?
Not that someone needs, but someone might. Someone might. You're
but,
right.
But,
you're,
but the push shot.
You're right. Saying, like, only, you're only looking at the guy himself. You're right, but you got to ask yourself. I'm going to bring it back right to you. So according to the Maskanus Gomara, right, the ukimta, why is the Tanakam Aseret? You're right, I have another one. But since another guy out there might be able to use this one that I'm fixing now, that's enough to Aser. And Reb Shimon says, no, I only look at myself. I don't worry about the other guy. I'm sticking within that window. You understand what I'm saying? You cannot ignore the Tanakama. You got to understand what's the Tanakama Svara. We always say when there's a Machlokes, they got to be talking about the same topic. Otherwise, not a Machlokes, right? So plug it back in. Why does the Tanakama Aser?
You could still be saying that even though no one needs it, it's still a Sigresha and it's Aser.
It's not though, because I have another one. I mean, you're saying that he argues with Rashi Svara. I mean, you don't need the subjectivity. You don't.
The bottom line is it's fixed.
Okay, you could say that. You're right. You could say that. These other Gedol Achronim are saying no. That Svara of Rashi is so convincing that it's not a malach at all, even according to Yehuda. You're right. You could say like you're saying. That's good for the Machlokes of Yehuda Shimon. You're saying good. But the other Gedol Achronim are saying Rashi says such a beautiful Svara that even Yehuda is convinced. So then why is the Tanakh answer? So that's what we're giving this Svara. But at the same time, you've got to ask yourself, is the Maskana corner of Shimon?
And who gives that far? That someone else needs it?
The Rishash. We said the Rishash says this pshat, okay? The Rishash says this far. Okay, that's the Chiddush. Rabbi Lezmer Horvitz and Rishash, they say this far. Sure. Yes, go ahead. What do you say?
Why can't you say then that the Tanakama Asir Al Mitzvah?
You tell me why.
I mean, I know we said the other day why.
That's the answer.
There,
we don't say mitzvah baver in Chol Shabbos. It says esoteric aver. It's external, extrinsic.
Say.
It's in the chefsa. It's not in the chefsa. Chol Shabbos does not call it mitzvah baver. It's a good kasha, but that's what we said from the Shar Melech. That was the answer. Mechavin the Shar Melech. Okay, now we turn to Tosis Pshat and the Mice in the Gemara. So if I ask you, how did Rashi learn Teretz of the Gemara? It's not a melacha. That's Gemara's answer. Shanach Ritzi is a code word of saying there's no other melacha. Okay, let's see Tysus. Not a malachim. Okay? There's two other pshat that we have to see if we get a chance. Let's go ahead. Go ahead, look at the Tysus side. Guys, look inside. It's a geshmak at Tysus, like every Tysus. Go ahead. Moda.
Moda Rabbi Shimon with the secret of Elo Yamus. Ikar Mil Sahu, Perish El Rebbe.
Perik.
Perik El Rebbe Eliezer at the Mila.
We mentioned Rebbe Eliezer at the Mila 2 days ago, remember? Whether Hechsher Mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, you can carry the knife. Rabbi Lezer holds you carry the knife through, not just the Milan Mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, but carrying the knife. Remember, was the Sub of the Yushalmi? Leil Shemini, can you do it? Remember? The Zman Chiyuv. Remember, we had that Yushalmi at a Suffolk? Go ahead. So he says, so where is the Iker Sugya of Psik Resha mentioned? Kuflam and Gimelav, Gabi what? Basar Orla. The Bach says you skipped the word. Basar Orla. Okay, I hope no one skimmed this, because we don't skim, right? We cannot skim. What does he mean?
It's when the baby has the baharis on his.
He's got a scab on his arm.
He's got a scab of. He's got a scab of tzaras potentially. The Chumash says you're not allowed to cut off a scab of tzaras. It's a lav mina tyra. Says he's shamer. Says he's shamer. So you have a lav, but it's on the makom abris. So if it's on the makom abris, it's a psik ratio. It's a psik ratio that if you cut off what? You cut off the mila, the orla, you're going to cut off the scab. So that's the sugya psik ratio. That's what Tyson's introducing to you. Okay? Good for you. Very good. That's the sugya. Baharis is a scab yikos. You're going to cut it off. It's a problem of psik ratio. No matter what you do, you got a problem. Go ahead. Yehuda, please look inside.
Go ahead. That's the name of a Pirik in Croesus. Excellent. Does anyone remember where we had that? Where we had a Gemara in Croesus in the whole year? Tosfos quoted a Gemara in Croesus. Remember we did whether you need Echad Mishnayim? Remember we did that? Where was that?
That's familiar.
What daf was that? Remember you need Echad Mishnayim by the tray things? By Chaticha di Yisura? It was a Tosfos. Was it? It was Gimel Amid Beis. No, it was in the beginning, no? Tosfos said it was in the beginning. Very good, Avram. I think it was in the beginning, no? Remember you said you need two Chatichas? Remember Ikbi Sura? Remember that whole thing about having the hamburger that was Aser? With Ikbi Sura? Where was that? Was it that early? No, I don't remember. Where was it? We should know that right away. Yeah, you remember that with the hamburger? Where was that in the Gemara in Croesus? What daf was that? No, what daf was it? Oh, I remember where it was. Right here. Was the Tosfos here? No, was it Aim Le Mikra, Aim Le Mesora? Yeah, right here. Here it is. On Vavim and Beis. Here, Maska Reb Shimon. On that Tosfos. With Vavim and Beis. Okay. So what does the Gemara say here? Avram, what does it say? If I stoke coals, please get this. If I stoke coals, listen to this. If I stoke coals on Shabbos, and they become ignited, which is Havara, or they become the extinguished, which is Kibui, right? Either the Malach of Havara or Kibui. One Tana says, I'm Chai of Achatis, and one Tana says, I'm Potter, because why? The one who says, I'm Chai of holds like Reb Yuda, the one who says, I'm Potter, holds like Reb Shimon. I got a problem here. What do we write on the board? That according to Tosfos, all of Rashash, Reb Yuda says, Dovrishin and Miskavin is what? Is only Nisir what? The Rabbanan, so how can be Chai of Achatis? Must be the cases, Val Korcha, read on. Oh, it's got to be a psik reisha then. See, psik reisha is an ancillary of Davar Shin Miskavin. It's under that rubric. Go ahead, but what? Oh, if it's not a psik reisha, it's only Nisid Rabban. That's Taisha Shikun Shas. Vim Kane. Because if it's a psik reisha, we just said the Rabbi Shimon agrees by a psik reisha. It's a bomb kasha. It's mamisha bomb kasha. He doesn't say tame, but it's a very strong kasha. Vim Tomar. We just got through saying in our Gemara that Reb Shimon's motor by a psik reisha. The good case over there is a psik reisha. Because how else would it be to say your chayiv? Because the Davar Shin Miskavin is only Nisid Rabbanon. Must be it's a psik reisha. If it's a psik reisha, why would the man Davar Pater over there? It's a machloek stein. One man Davar says chayiv, one says pater. The Gemara sets it up, the one who says chayiv holds like Reb Yudah, the one who says pater holds like Reb Shimon. What do you mean it's a psik reisha? Reb Shimon's motor your chayiv. That's Tosfos kasha. Clear? Matthew? Is you got it? Okay. Very good, Yesh Lomar. Wow. What is he saying? What is he saying? That's what Yehuda asked me earlier. Why did we write Melach Shein Shech Lukum on the board? Because of this Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? And this is what Izzy was asking. Tosfos says, you know what? I'll tell you something. You're right, it's a psik reisha. But it's a melach shein tzricha legufa at the same time. Because I don't want it to go out. I don't want it to be ignited. I just want to rake the coals. I don't want any ignition. I don't want any extinguishing. It's like kofra guma. I don't want the hole. I want the dirt. Even though it's a psik reisha. Is that a psik reisha? Is you said it yourself. When you dig the hole, it's inevitable. When you dig the hole, there's going to be a hole. I only want the dirt. It's inevitable there's going to be a hole. Every Malach Shein Shrich Lagufa, reason why it's Patek Rem Shimon, is not the Tachlis in the Mishkan. Or Kunarashi, I don't want it necessarily. I don't want the hole. If I could be a magic man and get the dirt without the hole, I would do it. Right? Two reasons why it's Patek. So despite the fact, please get this down, despite the fact that what? That it's a psik reisha. The reason why it's mutter because it's a what? Malach shein shrich legufa. Aye, but malach shein shrich legufa is pater of a what? Aser. Why is it mutter legami? Because it's b'makom mitzvah. Yisud Rabbana doesn't hold any water b'makom mitzvah. Tanak Reb Shimon. According to Tosfos, according to Reb Shimon, Reb Yudah would say what?
It's aser pater.
Well, you tell me, what does Rabbi Yehuda say, Lachshen Shel Gufa? What does he say? Chayev. So that's the Tanakama. Tanakama will be reviewed.
But there's also Makom Mitzvah.
Doesn't care. Makom Mitzvah doesn't help you on a Diraisa.
Doesn't care at all.
Makom Mitzvah only helps you to get rid of a Drobana, not a Diraisa. No way. I'm glad you asked me. Yeah, that's why the Tanakama is going like the Ein Mamatim Yodim, like Rebuta. See, according to Tais, it's clear it's according to Rebuta. And the Maskana is according to Shimon. According to Rashi, we could pilpul that maybe the Maskana could even be according to Rebuta. And then you got a third Tana, according to Rashi, that the Tanakama is even more Chomer than Rebuta. But according to Tais, much you don't have to say that. Read on, the chain what?
The chain, Hatzad, Chilazon, Behubazo, Vishilki, Kvaldado.
Are you familiar with that? What do you do with the Chilazon? Chilazon is either a worm or it's a snail. You squeeze it out to get the blue for the Tchelis, and the more that it's alive, the bluer it is. Once it's dead, it's not as clear anymore. So you want to keep it alive, so you don't want it to die. So what does it say over there? It says that it's considered to be what? It's a melach shen shich legufa. It's a psik reisha, but it's a melach shen shich legufa. Because I don't want it to die. I want to capture it for sure. But I don't want it to die. Netivus l'sham is a melacha. So it's a melach shen shich legufa, according to Shimon HaPater. It's a psik reisha. I don't care.
It's a makom mitzvah.
Go ahead. That's not a... This is a makom mitzvah. Go ahead. V'chein. Right, he said, "Vesheli klagado." Go ahead, v'chein what? Meshani hacha.
The
Islay
Oshani
Yisera.
Ainu
Bishum
the Havim
Alafa Gav. Please get this, Dani. Therefore, it's mutter because it's a mitzvah. This is Rabbana goes away b'shum mitzvah. So well, how does Tosus learn? Get this down. How does Tosus learn Oshan Achrisi? According to Rashi, Oshan Achrisi, Oshan Achrisi, what does it mean? What's the longest of the answer? Matthew. Rashi says, Ein Tikkun Kli. We had a whole malach on that. What does Tosus say? So malacha, Shaina, Sricha Lagufa, even though it's a what? Ayazi?
Psik ratio.
Even though it's a psik ratio. Afal Gav, then it's a psik ratio. Yes? And why is it Mutalagamri? Mutalagamri, Makom Mitzvah. What's the next case? Go ahead. You have a barrel of beer, and you need to plug up the spigot with a rag. But you squeeze out the rag, that's Schita, which is a told of Dosh. Dosh is threshing. Mepharic, separating. So what's the Gemara say there? Go ahead, the chain. Perakama. Perakama de Ksubis. Mezukaraisa de Nezaisa, the barrel of beer. Herachnu. I discussed the great length. It's a whole Tosis. It's a whole Amud long. You know what Tosis says there? It's Usser min Rabbanim, based on the Gemara. Why? Because it's a Malacha, She'ena, Tzrich Leguf. It's not Mitzorach Mitzvah. There's no Mitzvah there. That's why it's Usser. Here, there's a mitzvah. Go ahead. Ubekuntris.
Ubekuntris perish kan. Diki yisle hoshana yacharise ein kan.
So you see, Tosus clearly understood Rashi saying different pshat than him. Because he throws it in the end. Rashi says different. No? So how many pshatim do we have in Hoshana Yacharise so far? Rashi and Tosus. Let's conclude shir with a third one. And then we got to build up tomorrow. Now tomorrow we have shir 11. Okay? You want to have shir a little bit earlier?
Yeah?
How early? 10:45? Okay, 10:45 to noon.
How long?
To noon. Let's do 10:45 to noon, okay? All right, number three. Please get this. There was a Rishon called, Donnie, you ready?
Yeah.
There's a Rishon called the Aruch.
Didn't
we have the Aruch already this year?
Yeah, we did.
Where? Do you guys remember?
Tosus
definitely quoted it. Where? Daf Gimel, didn't he quote it in Daf Gimel? I don't remember. You'll have to find it. The Aruch was a Rishon wrote a dictionary with different entries in it. And he has different entries in it. And he has a whole shtick on psik reisha. He develops the following theory in one of the entries. Actually, the two entries in the Aruch, believe it or not, about psik reisha lo nikolei. There are two actual entries that we'll get into more tomorrow. In the word savar, in savar l'mashen, psak. the two entries, I want you to get it down. Aruch and Psak. But for our purposes today, we'll get into it more tomorrow, the details. Bezrat Hashem. And we'll connect it there at Sroth Yom HaTzmut, Queen Eder. He develops the following theory. Please get it. That Apsikresha de Lo Nichole is Mutter. Mutter Lagamri. If you despise the result of the inevitability, it's Mutter. That's what the Aruch writes.
Lo doesn't mean you despise it, though.
Yes, lo nichole means you despise it. I do not want that result.
It just means you're not
one second, please get it. I do not want this result. The only reason why I want these berries is to eat. I do not want the result that this hadas now becomes kosher. I could care less about it. I shouldn't bring up care less because we'll talk about that tomorrow. Lo ichpasle. That's in the middle. Nicholas, you want it. No, Nicholas, you despise it. Whatever's about Parva. So that's a steer in Rashis, in Shas. Lo ichpasle. But I want you to get this. The Aruch writes, seek ration, lo Nicholas, mutter. So that's the third shot in the Gemara. When it says, Hoshana Achrisi, Dovrish and Miskavin is mutter. Frek the Gemara, seek ration. It's usher. What's the Gemara's answer? It's a seek ration, lo Nicholas, because I have another beautiful Hadas. The only reason why I want these berries is to eat. I despise that. That's how the Aruch learns. That's why it's Mutta Lagamri. What's the Tanakhama going to say? Psik Reishu L'Nichle is Aser. Stoma Midra Bonner, and maybe even Minatayr. You always got to plug it in. See, simplest way, according to Rashi, Tanakhama will say it is a Tikkun Kli. According to Taisus, Tributum, Lakshan Shikli Guliskai. And according to Aruch, Psik Reishu L'Nichle is Aser. Okay, have a wonderful day. Let's have Mincha. Tomorrow, 10:45 is at the Shem. Okay, I'll have to, probably here, we'll see. Now Monday, again, Monday, guys, we have the lunch, we're going to have it in here. 12 to 1, two Talmidim are coming to speak. Please, everyone's got to be here. Because they're making a schlep to come to speak. We'll have lunch, and then May 5th, we have the Shabbaton. So I need to get a confirmation, so for tomorrow, please tell, so I have to tell the caterer how many guys we're going to have, okay? All right, let's stop.